Right now, panel, though, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, the federal government, as you know, is concerned about out-of-wedlock births, abortions, venereal disease, that sort of thing. So to fight these social scourges, they've decided to spend millions of dollars to convince unmarried adults aged 20 to 29 to do what?
Not to have sex.
Exactly right.
Why don't they work on us guys who are almost 60? They might actually get somewhere there.
Now, the Bush administration has, of course, for years funded abstinence-only sex education programs in the theory that if you don't tell kids about sex, maybe they'll never find out about it.
Certainly worked with my cats.
Exactly. Well, this week, the Department of Health and Human Services said they'll also be sending their message, firm handshakes only, to unmarried adults aged 20 to 29, 90% of whom, by the way, have already tasted the forbidden fruit. Next up, the Department of the Interior tries to keep the sun from rising.
You know, this is one of the few times that Republicans have reached out to me.
Me too. I mean, I'm over the age limit.
Yeah, but, well, I actually don't have sex because I don't like it that much. So they have, and maybe this isn't the place to say this, but they have come to me and asked me to prepare a list of alternative activities. Just so you know, if you see me jotting something down, I'm constantly working on the list.
Is politics one of them?
Politics is one of them.
Great thing about this, I mean, I don't know if it's going to work, but Halliburton did get the contract for chastity belts. So.
It's like, does the chastity belt, what, you go in but you never get out?
Yeah, exactly. The Iraq brand, I guess. Or, you know, here's a slogan for the program. The government's doing it to you, so you don't have to do it to each other. Paula, big health news this week. Scientists discovered that an ingredient in red wine can actually negate the health effects of a high-fat diet. There's only one problem. What?
You get drunk.
No.
That is not a problem.
I think you still get fat, don't you? But you don't get diabetes. Is
no.
that right?
No, you're able to escape most of the effects of an otherwise deleterious diet.
Spilling? Stains?
Poor matches with cuisine? No, you may need the Ernest and Julio Gallo brand funnel.
Oh, because you have to drink thousands of gallons
exactly
of it?
Exactly right. In order to get the same effect as the mice.
Well,
again.
Well, hang on, PJ.
The downside is.
I know, PJ. You're an international grandmaster of drinking, I know, yeah. But what would you say to 750 to 1,500 bottles of red wine a day?
I'd say thanks, Peter.
I'd say you wouldn't have time for sex, so it goes right on the list.
There we go.